Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I just like the professionalism of this team. I like the veterans they brought in, and I think they've got a better sense of team this year than they had last year.
That's
going to win you more games. Who did you lose, really? Klay Thompson and Chris Paul. How many wins did they account for? Paul the second.
But see, this is why I feel like we're in different, we're fighting, we're the Spider-Man meme. Last year, this time, Steiner, you told me what Chris Paul was going to mean. He was the grown-up in the room after a year to where you had guys fighting. I don't think Chris Paul was bad. I really don't.
He was fine.
But to say now we're not going to miss anything is a collective.
I didn't say that. Mm. I didn't say they're going to miss anything. They are going to miss Chris Paul and Klay Thompson, but how much? I don't want to start this with denigrating those guys, but something was going on with Klay Thompson last year.
There's no doubt.
And it affected more than just Klay Thompson.
All right.
And
I give you that.
I do not want to make him the scapegoat. Simply talk about how I think these role players fit on this team. And though you win with pros, you don't win with younger type players.
Steiny, I don't know if you don't know it, but you're hitting me in the heart. I get all that. But if you're going to tell a guy that wants to see me, forget the role players for a second. If you're telling me that Jonathan Kuminga at this point on Wednesday, we don't know if he's going to be a starter, and they may already know, or a guy that's coming off the bench, I think where he's at mentally or where I deem he's at and just his journey as a Warrior, I think that will affect him if he's not in the starting lineup. Then selfishly, I want Kerr to figure something out to where you could have two of those wing players like Wiggins and Kuminga on the court at the same time and not hurt your basketball team. And maybe that's a pipe dream in itself, but I just if it were me, I have to have Kuminga in my starting lineup, and I don't think that's a big stretch.
If Steve Kerr thinks Kuminga in the starting lineup is best for the team, then I think Kuminga should start. If Steve Kerr does not think Kuminga in the starting lineup is best for the team, I don't think he should. I am interested in this at 888-957-9570. When I hear Goo talking about Kuminga, I don't think we put Moody in there because I think we know Moody plays hard all the time. But when I think of a guy like Kuminga, if not getting a contract extension means he's not going to be as good, I don't like that kind of player then. Mm-hmm. I really don't. And maybe that both those guys, Moody and Kuminga, can be signed to extensions up until October 21st. Will they? I don't know.
Wow, it's around the
I don't
corner.
Know. It's right around the corner. It's 5 days away. But let's assume neither get an extension. Well, Moody's going to handle it. There's no worry about how Moody's going to handle it.
Gotcha.
We know how Moody's going to handle it. He's going to be Moses Moody, and he's going to be ready. Okay, well, maybe we have to worry about Kuminga. But then, okay, we worry about Kuminga, but the team's more important than an individual player. And I just can't sacrifice what's best for the team because one guy who you think is going to be the future of your franchise didn't get paid, and he's not feeling some kind of way about it. 888-957-9570. Simple question, Warrior fans. Are we better than last year? And how are you feeling about this team? We're 2 years removed from any title. We didn't make the playoffs last year. Isn't it refreshing, though, to come into a season thinking, you know what? We Maybe we could be 5. Maybe we could be 4. Maybe we could win 50. Mm-hmm.
And that could have happened last year if your heart and soul didn't get suspended.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Steve in Marin. Hey, Steve, what's going on, man?
Thank you for taking my call, gentlemen. Sure. No one should be surprised by the volume of threes going up, up, and up for every team,
yep,
not just the Warriors. The reason is that basketball has analytics just like baseball. And if you look at points per shot, most players cannot shoot 50% from the field. Most players cannot shoot 50% from the field. But most players can shoot 33% from three.
Yep.
Which means, on a points per shot basis, shooting 33% from three is the same as shooting 50% from the field. So that's why the volume of threes is going up for every team. So expect more and more and more and more.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But there's a second part of that. If everybody's shooting threes, then the team that shoots it best is going to be better, and the team that doesn't shoot it well is going to be worse. If everybody's using the same math,
and but then the beautiful game of basketball becomes so one-dimensional to those, Donnie.
What do you mean?
Like I like to see a turnaround jumper. I like to see a dribble drive, pull up, or what have you, go to the cup. It could be a miss. But when you just keep seeing the same shot over and over, it gets kind of old and stale.
All right, so you don't like that Steve Kerr's saying they want to shoot more threes than they ever have before.
No, I understand that. To the caller's point, I get it. But just from an optics, it's like you're just watching a three ball. You know what I mean?
Well, that's where the caller's right. That ain't going away.
No doubt. It's increased, and I get it.
So it's a matter of how well you shoot it. 888-957-9570 is the number. The Warriors are going to be better than last year. They won 46 2 years ago, 44 last year.
Yeah.
Can they win more games this year than they've won in the last two?
If you had to make that bet on that over right now, would you? I feel like your energy is you would take the over. Because I definitely would.
The 43 and a half?
Man, that's kind of low.
I'd probably have to take the over.
Yeah.
I'd probably take the over. But, you know, it's one of those things where if you take the over and Steph Curry has to miss 6 weeks, well, then the over doesn't look too good. But based on, and maybe this is not the way predictions are supposed to be handled, but, yeah, if I can get 65 games out of Steph and 65 out of Draymond Green, then I think they can win more games than 44. I do. Let's go to Coach. Coach is in Vallejo.
Oh, man.
He's saying I'm wrong already. Hey, Coach. It is funny.
Hey, Guru. Hey, Steiny.
What's up?
You know, I like the show, and I think last night was the starting lineup that Kerr intended to go with long before preseason started. Mm. I think it was already decided they're going to put Wiggins at the two. Okay, and they do play well together as long as Draymond is out there. Wiggins showed a little rust on his outside shot, but he hadn't played all season. Now, Moody, for being a good soldier, Steiny, you could only be a good soldier for so long. Mm. Okay, I think Moody is fed up. I think Moody is fed up with the in and out. Okay, so I'm not so sure he will accept that one more year. So I think we need to keep an eye on that one, okay?
Well, what do you want to do? What do you want to do with Kuminga?
Like that,
what do you want to do with Kuminga and Moody's extensions?
Oh, I'll extend them both.
All right.
You got to extend them both. They're both two great athletes. They both showed what they can do if they're given time, okay? So let them play. I want Kerr to give them a fair shot for at least 20, 25 games. If it don't work, then it doesn't work. But it's now is their time. Give them their shot, and because they're not going to win a championship anyway, but give them their shot, and you'll see what you have.
So you're saying, you like the lineup last night, and you've got, but make Moody a sixth man on kind of that unit, or an early guy off the bench.
Correct.
Gotcha. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate the call. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's your enthusiasm level for the Warriors? Don't fear the unknown. Embrace it. A world of opportunities out there, Goo. A world.
You sound like a politician.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.